To God be the glory. My tribute here this morning unto him. I want to read this scripture, one of my favorite scriptures. You heard me speak about it here many times in the Bible, here on the services, in the services, and Second Chronicles chapter 20, the story of Jehoshaphat. And if you've been here at any length of time, you've heard me speak about this many times. But I want to bring out something. I've also preached a message like this. You can check it out on the website. It's called, the Wilderness of Tekoa and the Valley of Barakah. But today, I want to bring out something that is wonderful about this. You know, before I read this, let me tell you a story. I'm not going to take time to read the scriptures because of time today. I know everybody's tired. I want to get you out of here so you go rest. But I'll just tell the stories, but you know the scriptures. There's a story of in the Bible of Jesus healing 10 lepers. How many of you know that story? And when he did and healed those 10 lepers, he asked them, he said, you go. Actually, he spoke the word. It was the word that healed them. He spoke the word, said, you go show yourselves to the priest. He didn't rightly do anything, seemingly, initially, but he spoke the word. And as they went, they saw that their flesh came back new. They saw that something was happening. They saw that, something good was happening, and their flesh came back. These were lepers. And one of them said, my goodness, the Lord, he done something great here. So he turned back, and the rest of them were so happy and so elated. They went shouting and jumping and doing whatever they were doing and so forth, But one of them said, well, no, I got to go back. I got to go back. Amen. I got to go back and give glory to him, And he came and worshipped. And when he did, and this is the part that I want to bring out today, just a short exhortation. When he did, Jesus gave him a pronunciation that the others didn't get, because he said to this man, he said, you are made every whit whole. That's right. Now, every whit whole. Now, the others didn't quite get that. They might have been healed from their leprosy, but not every whit whole. But this man, because he returned to give, and Jesus said that there are not 10 that were healed. Why is it that only this one, it was even a stranger that returned to give glory to God, and so forth like that. But that's what I want to bring out in this story here today. In the wilderness of Tekoa was where they were faced with, Jehoshaphat was faced with one of his greatest challenges, because they had the children of Ammon, Mount Seir and Moab and so forth came out against them in millions, and they were completely outnumbered. But through the Spirit of God bringing, assurance in the midst of a congregation on Jahaziel, or Azahiel, whatever his name is, the Lord spoke to them, Jahaziel, in chapter 22, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 14. The Lord spoke to them to give them consolation and that he was going to be with them. And as soon as Jehoshaphat heard that, he worshipped. And when he did, he didn't stop there. He knew that the Lord had promised, and he assembled the best of the people that knew how to sing the glory of God. He went back to the sons of Asaph. These were the commandments of David. And they brought the people that had the instruments of music and all of these things, the people who were skilled in praising the Lord. And he said, he said to the military generals and everybody else, give way. Hallelujah. Let the praisers go in front. Amen. And when the praisers went in front, of course, the story of how God set ambushments against their enemies. The children of Moab combined with the children of Mount Seir or whatever and destroyed the other one. And when they were finished, they faced each other and destroyed one another, because the Lord just put ambushments against them. And they had such a great victory that day because of the word of the Lord, and they worshipped when the Lord gave them, the message of hope. And they believed God, and the Lord said, tomorrow, you go down and do that. And they did. And the Lord, the Lord fought the battle for them, But that was not the end of the story. That's not the part that I want to talk about today. The part I want to talk about now, that was in the wilderness when they had that experience. But the part I want to talk about here is in verse 26. And on the fourth day after they got all that tremendous victory, they assembled themselves together in the valley of Berakah. Now, this is the one that most people don't do. You know, after the Lord's giving them the victory, they go about, you know, shouting the, you know, victory for themselves and enjoying the beautiful blessings of God. But they forget, come back and give God the praise, you know. So, but he came back, you know. They went back to the valley of Berakah, and there they blessed the Lord. Amen. They blessed the Lord, which is what we are doing here today. Of course, you know, for many years we prayed, we believed God, we prophesied, you know, and so forth. And for years we hung on to the word of the Lord. You know, I remember, you know, many things here that the Lord said, you know, this year, year of promise, the other year, year of fulfillment. You know, and I would always recount it to my daughter at home, you know, and all that, you know. But today, it's no longer hope. Amen. It's a reality. Hallelujah, somebody. And the Lord did tell us that, you know, it will be a year of fulfillment. Last year was a year of remembrance. God remembered his promise, you know, and all the promises. And today, this year, he said it will be a year of fulfillment and a year of advancement. And we see it in their lives already. Amen. And when they returned, see, they returned every man, you know, of Judah and Jerusalem, Jehoshaphat himself being the forefront. And that's what I want to do here, you know, today. So lead this praise charge. Amen. That's right. You know, they returned again to Jerusalem with joy and so on. But listen, that was not the end. You know, because they spent time, they spent days to bless the Lord. You know, you can just rejoice in the good thing that the Lord has done, you know, which is good. The Bible says that a man should do well and enjoy the gift, you know, the good of all his labor. It's the gift of God. So enjoy yourself. And that's fine. But always remember to come full circle. Hallelujah. And give the glory to God. And that's what we're doing here today. And when you do, there's a tremendous blessing that follows. And look at what the Lord did for them, you know, because the Lord made them to rejoice over their enemies. You know, when they did that and they came back and blessed the Lord in the valley of Berakah, you know, the Lord gave them peace all around. In fact, all their enemies began to fear them. Hallelujah. Now, the enemies didn't fear them before that. You know, but the enemies started fearing them from that point on, you know, especially, you know, because they came back and gave the glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, and they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and instruments into the house of the Lord. And the fear of God, I'm reading from verse 29, the fear of God came upon all those kingdoms and all those countries. You know, and so forth. And listen to this. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was in quietness. It was quiet after that. Why? You know, he could have gotten just one victory. This might have been a victory. But if he hadn't come back and given the glory and praise to God, maybe the enemies would have regathered themselves, you know, one day and come back. But because he took time, you know, to come back and give praise and glory to God, for the rest of his days, he had quiet. Hallelujah, somebody. Was quiet, and God gave him rest roundabout. God gave him what? God gave him what? Rest roundabout. Why? Not because, I mean, it wasn't because, you know, he won that one victory. Those people would assemble themselves again. God gave him this rest roundabout because he took time to bless the Lord. He assembled, just like he assembled the praisers before, after the victory, he came back and assembled the people again. And they blessed the Lord and made sacrifice unto God. And they did all kinds of things and so forth. And then when the Lord saw it, the Lord said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And the Lord, he made sure that this man, he had peace from that point on. And quietness. Now, if when the Lord does something great in your life, you know, it's good to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. But don't you ever forget to come back and give him the praise. That's when it is established. If God gives you a healing and you don't come back and give the glory, you may not get that pronunciation that says you are now made every whit whole. See, well, God may heal you of one thing, but there may be some other thing that will challenge you later on. But if you come back after that one healing and give glory to God, then you will be made every whit whole. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want to be just healed of one thing. I want to be every whit whole. Now the psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all my iniquities. And who does what? Who healeth all my diseases. Hallelujah, somebody. The Lord heal all your... I don't care what the enemy put upon you. God will heal all your diseases. Especially when you come and give glory to the first healing. That's how you secure the other healings. And not only physical healing, he will heal the bitter waters. He will make them sweet. There may be things in your life that are not going right. When you give glory to God for one thing that he did, he will make you every whit whole. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm leading the praise charge here this morning. And in a few minutes, I'm going to call the praise team back up, you know, and so forth. And I want to lead the charge. Amen. You know, David, he was a man that knew how to lead the charge. You know, and, you know, this jacket that I'm wearing, I may throw it off in a minute, you know, and really get down here. Praise the Lord. Because when it was time to praise the Lord, David didn't let any fancy suit and crown or anything like that, but he threw it off. Hallelujah, somebody. Got rid of the kingly. Kingly what? There's no king in the presence of the King of Kings. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, and verses 10 and 11, they cast their crowns before the Lord. You know, anything that you ever had or you think you ever have, it's nothing before the Lord. So today, I'm going to cast this jacket. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give some praise to the Lord in the house. I'm going to give some glory because of what he done for my daughter. Hallelujah. Because every year when we had Thanksgiving, I didn't want to say anything yesterday because people were not even paying attention. I said, I'll just say it today. Yeah. Amen. Every time we had Thanksgiving, you know, it's a family affair. We all get together, everybody, you know, and we go around the table and we give, you know, testimony and say what you're thankful for and what you believe in God for and so on. You know, and every year, for many years, we always say, next year. Praise the Lord. But this year, you know, this next Thanksgiving, we're not going to say next year. Amen. Praise the Lord. We will not be saying next year. In fact, my daughter, you know, she always helped out in the, every time they did the Mother's Day or Father's Day thing and so forth, she was always there. You know, and I said, you know, that's the last time, this time around, that you are on the giving end of this Mother's Day thing. Next Mother's Day, you will be a mother. Amen. Can somebody say amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And for your trouble, he will give you double. Amen. Well, whatever that means, you will see when it comes. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord is good. And his mercy does what? The Lord is good. And his mercy does what? I want the praise team to come up here and the musicians and so forth. You know, and help me to do this. Hallelujah. I'm not taking up the offering yet. You know, just hold on to that. This is not the offering segment. Because usually when we do this and they start coming, that's the offering segment. So keep the envelopes right now. Right now. I want to give glory to God. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. We'll do that later. Now, come on up here. You know, so I want to close by saying this. You know, the Lord God whom we serve, he's never late, and he's never early. And don't measure your life by somebody else's things. Now, just like our fingerprints are unique, you are a fingerprint in God's master plan. And he has a plan and a purpose for your life. You know, and when he starts, listen to this, Olunife and Johnson. When he starts, which we have just started. It shall come like a flood. That's right. I'm going to say that to you again. When it starts, it shall come like a flood. Amen. Can somebody say amen to that? Yeah, that's a word of prophecy for you, Olunife. She knows it. You know, she knows the word that comes through me to her. And when I say it like that, that's the way it's going to be. You know, God's not going to give you just a rain of twinkles and so forth. it is going to be a deluge. Amen. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, I have been blessed with the ability to bless my children. So is every godly father. Amen. You have the word. The Bible says you don't have to go to heaven to bring Jesus down. You don't have to go look for him in the grave. He's no longer there, folks. The word is in your mouth. Hallelujah. The word is in my mouth. And the Lord is the one that confirms the word of his messengers and the counsel of his servants. He does that. Praise the Lord. I want you to stand with us. We are going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I can't close this service without giving somebody an opportunity to receive a miracle. Somebody say amen. I'm not going to take long, so don't worry about that. Just take a few minutes. But since you just remain standing, please. Since we were talking about wedding and marriage and all of these things, you know, if there's anybody here, don't be ashamed. You know, people come out during the bouquet toss and all that, and they do that in this wedding reception. How much more in the house of God? Amen. Now, if you're here and you're single, just like God's done it, and we're witnessing it today. Or if you know somebody, it doesn't have to be you yourself. Maybe you have a family member. Maybe you have a friend. Maybe you have somebody that you're believing God for. You've been believing God for this kind of miracle. I'm going to take a few minutes. Doesn't take God very long. He answers prayers. You know, and I know you've been praying about it, but you have never given up. And that's what God wants. God doesn't want you to give up. Amen. And if the man that was 38 years old had given, 38 years of infirmity, not 38 years old, 38 years of infirmity, if he had given up after the first or two or second or third or fourth or fifth times that somebody got in the water ahead of him, he would not have gotten his miracle. You never gave up. So if you're here today, I'm going to give you a chance. You come up. I'm going to believe God with you. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is going to do something for you. I know it's, people look around and say, well, you know, how can I come up in a prayer like this? Yeah, you can. Praise God. You come up. You may be for yourself. God has a different anointing for every service. Hallelujah. It may be for yourself. It may be for somebody else. You stand here in front of me today. I am going to declare the word of God to you that's going to change your life or change the person's life that you're standing for. Amen. Amen. The word of God will always sustain itself. Once it is spoken, you know, that's it. It's spoken and it will be done. God will watch over his word to confirm it. Praise the Lord. Now, so every one of you that's coming here, come closer. Just come closer. Yeah. Do you believe the Lord? You're standing for somebody. You may be a family member. You may be yourself. You're standing for somebody here. I want all of you who are here, join hands with somebody. On your left and on your right. You can form a circle so it's complete. You know? Yeah. Don't be left out of this blessing. Circle, please, so that you have one. You have somebody on your right hand and somebody on your left hand. Form a complete circle. Yeah. You don't have to face me. It doesn't matter. Just form a complete circle. Yeah. Now, I want you to, when we pray, you bless the person on your left. Don't worry about yourself. God take care of that one. Amen. 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 You pray for the person on your left. Ask the Lord whatever it is they are believing God for. You pray for the person on your right. Everybody's got one person on their left and one person on their right. So let's do it. Now pray. And all the church, lift up your hands and stretch towards them. And let's believe God together. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, O Lord, we pray. I want everybody to be praying in the house for just a few minutes. Be praying. Lift up your voice. It could be your turn next that you are believing God for somebody. Wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody believed with you? Let's believe with these people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There's a specific miracle today. We're not talking about healing today. We're talking about somebody looking for a spouse. They need a husband or they need a wife for themselves or for their family member, a cousin, a daughter, a son, whatever it is. We are believing God with them today. The God that did it for Olunife and Johnson. For many years they waited. Johnson waited and Olunife waited. And many, many years. But when it was time, God did it. The same God that did that we are witnesses of today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name of that same God, Now, the requests of your heart. Now, remember, by strength shall no man prevail. We cannot do, it's not by might, neither yet by power. But this mountain, it seemed like a mountain that is insurmountable. Well, not anymore, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, every one of you that is here today, I believe God with you that by this time next year, hallelujah, you will have a testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord said, I am the Lord that confirmeth the word of my messengers, the counsel of my messengers, watches over the word of his servants. Now, Lord, I speak in your name, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Comfort the hearts that are here today. Speak a comfortable word into their hearts. Let them know that the Lord is good. Some of them are single and they are standing for themselves. The Lord is good. You just keep believing God. You know, if you are walking in the light and just walking that path, God will bring somebody else that is walking in the light and walking in that path. Initially, your paths may be parallel, but God will begin to turn those paths and they will meet. You will meet the right person in the name of Jesus. You will not marry out of frustration. You will not marry out of desperation. You will not marry because, you know, you've given up hope and you just take anything. No, God has a choice for you. And when he does it for you, your mouth will be filled with laughter. Hallelujah. The enemy will see it and gnash upon his teeth, because the Lord will bless your heart in the name of the Lord Jesus. My soul made her boast in the Lord. The humble shall see it and be glad. Now the Lord bless every one of you concerning all these specific requests. And mark this date down, June 23rd, 2019. So that next year, June 23rd, if the Lord tarries, June 23rd, 2020. Now that's a great number. When this next year, wherever you are, June 23rd, 2020 next year, you will have had that testimony. Amen. You will have that testimony. Amen. Now, it doesn't mean that you will all be married next year or whoever it is, but they will have that testimony. You know, it may take a year or 6 months or 2 months or whatever it takes for them to finally get married together. But that person that they have been waiting for will be in your life within the next year in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's going to be in your life. And somebody said amen. And it's going to be in the life of your daughter, the life of your son, the life of your cousin, the life of whoever you are believing for, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah.